Dear friends, welcome to the Mindful Maya podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to understanding the phenomenon of the mind and be free from its conditions. The series features various talk shows given by the mystic Maya around the world in what he calls the conversation from the silence to the silence.
This thing called meditation, what I have noticed over the years is the more we meditate, the more it becomes difficult to explain what it is and the importance of it in our life. And also all the ideas that comes to the mind about the state of meditation while meditating would not make any sense. There was this guy called Lao Tzu, and he would say, whoever says anything about Tao, for example, does not understand Tao. And this is what comes not just only from Taoism, but all the other mystical traditions around the world. And also because our life is filled with a lot of situations, and those situations, how our mind interprets, how it connects different situations, and how we, identifying with our mind, go through these different situations. Then what happens is we are caught in this web of lots and lots of different interpretations, personal interpretations, to the point that we only know the interpretations and not the process behind interpretation. We know the effects of incidents and situations that we have in our life, but we forget or fail, or it simply does not occur to us to look into the how of these situations, or how we get affected, or why we get affected. Into any situation in life, we may, if we really go and try to find why, then we go and pull on other situations before that situation. Or we can find different connections to any situation, and then we may start to say, okay, this is because that person, this is because of that incident, and this and that. And there will be lots and lots of web, also called Maya in Sanskrit. And yet we still are identifying in this scenario with different situations and different webs, but not yet still the process behind this identification with the web itself. So then what happens is we get caught into our own webs of interpretations, our own personal individual web of interpretations. And the more we identify with any situation or any knots between these different lines and threads of the web, the more we identify, the more we look at it, the more we give the cause, or we say, let's say we put the cause of our situation to one of these different knots, the more we do, the more it becomes apparent about these connections of different knots. And the more it becomes apparent, the more we never know, the more we get into this rabbit hole of seeing different knots around, seeing different walls of interpretations and ideas. And meditation simply takes it all away. Not only in an ideological form, sometimes it may appear as an ideological form, but it simply takes away in a very, very subtle form, that without making huge efforts in life, it allows us to find ourselves in this non-attached state with these different waves and knots of interpretations around situations. And you can already close your eyes, and it will allow you to visualize and see what this is, what I'm trying to explain. And also sit in a way that you are very, very relaxed, and you may not have to move once you have set your positions. that you may not need to move at all. So if you decided to come here by your own will, think about what is these different situations that brings you here. It may be a collection of situation past year, or it may be past 20 years, or it may be the whole life, and different situations went on adding up, stacking up, to the point you decided or you thought maybe everything else didn't work and maybe this will work. And this happens to many, many people. In fact, this happens because the mind as such, it never stops wanting and wishing. And the pattern is that even if we give the mind whatever it wants, it soon becomes bored of it. It wants even more. And if we look at this simple principle of the mind and see our world, see different things happening around the world, the basic, the fundamental principle of all the causes is because mind does not want to rest. So for some people it becomes apparent in a fairly young age. For some people it takes different experiences in life to realize that. And for some it never occurs that this is how the mind is. Yet the existence has no objection to any of these states. It allows a kind of mind that we inhabit, and we realize that the mind does not satisfy. It allows this mind as well, and it allows also the mind to which we inhabit, and we see that the mind will never get satisfied, so I should do something about it. Both of these different states of being is allowed. So in a way, both of these states are in the same plane, in the same dimension, at same stage. One approach is of non-satisfaction and another is of complete satisfaction. And the meditation is the approach of complete satisfaction. And to achieve this complete satisfaction in life, we must indeed start with very small moments of life. Like here, for example, as we sit, and the mind may move, and you know that the mind moves. A very, very simple key is to tell the mind, it's okay, you can move, this is your nature. And the key is of being okay with the movement of the mind. And not only that, if possible, if it allows you, if your body allows you, trying not to move at all, even if there may be feelings of numbness around the knees and legs, or tiny little pains around the body that you can endure with this internal convincing to ourselves that it is all right and I accept this and I will watch this. Of course, later after this session you can still move your body, you will move, the mind will move. But here, as you are seated, try to notice every movement inside the mind with total acceptance. And the acceptance is of accepting the situation that happens in the mind without interfering or without doing anything about it. For example, the mind will say, I need to move the body a little bit. Don't move. If you don't move, it will complain for a while and gradually it will stop. This is a very, very small exercise. These exercises can be translated into broader things in life. Indeed, the journey inwards or the journey upwards in meditation starts with very simple things like this. There are some practices given in the Tantra meditations, and most of them, small practices, are like this, very simple and similar. It says, for example, if you happen to find anger triggering in you, somebody, something triggers anger in you, think about what happens in that state. Think about what it does to the body, what it does to the mind. Think about all the energy that rises upwards in the head and around the body, that you'd like to take a revenge, that you'd like to shout back. Just watch everything without expressing anything outwards. Because the moment you realize that something has angered you, the very moment the seed of the anger starts to go in, you can catch it. Yet if you don't catch it at that very moment, this seed will grow, words will be spoken, to probably fights will be fought, and it will be too late. Even if just the words are spoken, then it is too late. So whenever you encounter a seed of anger growing in, close your eyes and hold and see. Most probably, 80 to 90% of the time, the anger will teach us a lot of things about ourselves. It will not escalate. On the contrary, there is a high chance that we find a common understanding. In the other example, there is a practice of holding the thirst for water. When you find yourself thirsty and about to drink, hold and simply watch this state of the body and mind desiring for water. And it may look very simple, but when you really do hold and watch, you will really start to see different states of the mind, different experiences of the body that probably was previously unknown. Simply by holding, we learn a lot about ourselves. And all these learnings is a form of meditation as well. So in a way, seated like this, the whole purpose of sitting in silence is to develop the habit of witnessing in silence, witnessing inside, inwards, because we have seen that the more we watch outside, the more we have seen that it cannot fulfill us internally, totally. Of course, for some it takes many years to realize this. For some it happens fairly early. And yet the unsatisfactory nature of the mind keeps taking us to different situations. And with every situation we find ourselves that we have only lost. Simply sitting and simply with eyes closed. By simply just being, we let the mind work however it wants to work. And a very small gratitude towards our own mind for working however it is working. This is the whole practice of meditation. And another approach of growing inwards, learning inwards about ourselves, is to identify the wounds that we have, because internal wounds hurt much more than the physical wounds. Wherever in life, whatever situation in life hurts us internally, know that there is a wound. When somebody triggers anger in us, we feel uneasy. This is a very, very good example of the internal wound. When we are completely relaxed with ourselves, nothing that comes from outside can trigger any anger in us, as we are satisfied, and we realize all these states of mind and body and have accepted that. And really, most of the time, if we have accepted this and understood our internal function, from wherever the anger comes to us or whoever triggers the anger to us, it returns back without making any scars. Whatever makes us uncomfortable is the feeling, is the situation that is inside us. Because similar circumstances sometimes makes us uncomfortable, sometimes they don't. Something is changing inside. And there is a small exercise that you can try and see for about a week in your life, and you will see the change. And the exercise is simply accepting everything with ease, total acceptance. Start with small situations, and it starts to become evident, clear, that it is the same energy which becomes anger in us that transforms to love. Because our being cannot hold two different emotions at the same time. Yet we have so many different emotions. Just like the mind cannot hold two different thoughts at the same time. The state of emotion in a human emotional body, whenever is in a low vibratory state, it really does not just mean low vibratory state. It is heavy as well, and it's vibrating in the lower parts of the human body. Hence, it does make us feel heavy. And whenever we are in uplifted emotions, the same energy has risen upward. The experience reflects both in the physical body and the mind and the emotional body at the same time. And yet, the use of mind here is significant, as we can use the mind to trigger any sort of emotions that we like at any given moment. If we start to discuss here about all the negativity happening around the planet, we indeed start to feel this. We may start to feel anger in us, we start to feel anxiety. And yet, if we start discussing about all the positive aspects of human being, the feelings will change. Whichever side of the life in the duality we focus, our life reflects back. This is how mantras work. Whatever we allow to repeat in the mind, our individual mind, reflects as a reality to us. The more we listen to the negative news and negative stories, the more we are filled with stress. And not only we feel filled with stress, but it is also visible that the mind has become conditioned with the cortisol level in the brain, and this acts like a drug. We become dependent with it, and we want more of it. Then we enter into the loop of suffering. Yet, with positive discussions, looking about bright side of life, exactly the opposite happens. We find life is not that bad indeed, after all. It's all about what story the mind is holding at this very moment. It all depends on that. Our immediate experience depends on the stories mind has at this very moment. Try an experiment with this accepting everything with ease. A lot of stress from our life will simply brush away in a very ease manner, simply by acceptance. Which is why a meditator is not only a meditator, but also the student of the mind. One who meditates is not simply entering into the spiritual realms and all this side of modern movements and all, but indeed is scientifically entering into the individual mind, how it works, why we have different experiences in life, and how I, as such, can individually make a change. So the meditator, even if you have just started today and now, a meditator is in a journey of becoming an inner psychologist and an inner philosopher. As everything we need to know about our own mind, our own life, is indeed inside. Too much word. Let's watch this silence.
Dear friends, we want to publish these life-changing conversations as a book, and for that, we need your help. Please leave your thoughts on our Facebook page, Maya Satsang, and also share this podcast with your friends. Every thought is valuable, and every share counts.